Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible is a problem about marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
And we are live hurling at you, ladies and gentlemen, on a Tuesday here, Crab Diving Live. Coming at you from Koreatown, Los Angeles, California, deep within the bowels of Hollywood.
Konnichiwa.
Kind of, you know, the lower intestine area of Hollywood.
The duodenum.
Yeah.
Denum? Yeah, yeah, what is it? The duodenum.
Yeah, duodenum or duodenum.
No, what is it called? Is it duodenum?
I don't know. I've heard it pronounced both ways.
Well, what's the other way?
Duodenum, I've heard somebody duodenum? Say, and I've heard people say duodenum.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The thing that's right after your asshole there.
Yes. Oh, I thought it was right before your asshole, depending on which way you're going.
It's glass half full, kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. If it's 2:02 p.m.-ish right now on the Pacific Coast, we're live. Otherwise, you're listening to us as a rerun. We appreciate your ear hole time.
Danke.
Anyway, we're going to be here for 2 hours, like I said, 5 to 7 Eastern every weekday. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to the show. This is our second to the last show before 2014 is wrapped up.
Penultimate show?
Yes, it's a milestone.
It's a milestone. Well, it is. We've only been doing this a couple months here on the network.
Yes.
By the way, listen to the great other stuff that we got going on here on the Crab Diving Network. 24/7 entertainment for y'all.
We debuted a new show last night.
A new show debuted last night, Pieces of Silver, with the very funny Mr. John Silver. That was 11 o'clock last night. Probably be on 11 o'clock tonight, too.
That's right.
As a rerun. And don't forget, we also have the Hollywood Hick, brand new spankin'. Hollywood Hick coming at y'all, mother truckers, tonight.
Yeah. Don't fuck with Brent. That's what I've learned.
Special New Year's edition of the Hollywood Hick. 7 p.m. Pacific tonight. That will debut, and then that'll rerun on the 7s till Friday night when he has another new one at 7 p.m. 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.
He tells Hollywood to fuck off twice a week here on the network.
Right, Daily Upper Decker. We've got a rerun tonight and tomorrow, actually, on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Because it's just falls on that day.
It's a countdown show.
Guys are working hard and putting out, even on New Year's Eve for y'all, the guys of the Daily Upper Decker, part two of the big countdown to the top sports movies of all time.
They're funny. You know, like, how those, like, the best damn sports show and all those, like, kind of... I don't know, those sports shows on cable that they try to kind of be funny, and they're just, you know, it's really just Shaquille O'Neal
they're sports
mugging
guys.
It up.
Yeah,
the only really truly funny sports guy out there, announcer, I think, is Chris Berman. Chris Berman just makes me laugh because of who he is.
He's kind of oafy, though,
he's
right?
A fucking buffoon.
Yeah.
But he's not trying to be funny. He's just being... All those other guys are like, we're kind of funny. But our sports show, the Daily Upper Decker, is actually fucking funny.
It's actually very funny.
It doesn't try to be funny. It's fucking funny. So if you want to know what funny is, you know...
There you go. And then also, every morning, every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., the mellifluous tones and the wonderful fuzziness and warmth. It's like a hug. It's like your favorite large rotund aunt is giving you a hug in her ample bosom in the morning. Rick Wood with the Morning Wood
right.
Show, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. live here on the network.
We're
putting out the last couple.
He was covering the wreckage today.
Yeah, he's found his stride with Missing Plane. He's like CNN. you know, CNN gets the best,
yeah,
gets his best ratings when, you know, planes go missing and shit and do their best coverage.
He's very funny. Yeah, you should all listen.
Not even taking breaks in the morning.
No, not at all.
Must have found a cheaper Coke dealer or something.
What do you mean? Oh, yes, because he's on drugs.
Or maybe those guys outside of his window are smoking meth and he's getting contact. He's getting contact high.
Listen, he cares about his show so much, before it starts, he walks downstairs and asks the homeless people living behind his building if they could just shut the fuck up for the next couple hours.
That's right. He sends them down to the perfectly acceptable vacant lot that's a few doors down. Where they can go and smoke and shit. So, yeah, listen to all the great stuff here on the network. Is that everybody? Cannalingus at 4.
Yes. Weed News.
Weed News, usually at 4 p.m., brand new ones Saturdays.
I learned so much. I didn't know that if you put ganja lube on a vagina, it just makes it go crazy.
Yes. Apparently, right.
That's what you learn on the Cannalinguist.
There you go. Things like
that's
that.
That's true.
On the Cannalinguist. So thanks for listening to us, everybody. We're going to be here, like I said, for the next couple of hours.
Yes.
Coming at you. Lots going on in the news.
Oh, yeah.
In the world.
Cosby. Cosby accusers.
You know, actually, I do have a little bit more Cosby.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
And the headlines here, ladies and gentlemen, crab diving news. We like to go to the Commie Pinko Liberal
Effete.
Huffington Post, see what's going on there.
Easy breezy beautiful news.
Oh, a lovely model-esque photo of either the premier or president.
Yeah.
Of Russia. What is he these days?
Are you talking about Vladimir?
Vladimir Uncle Nipples. Putin?
I believe he is the... What is he? He's the Grand Poobah?
I think he's president right now.
El Presidente.
He's the Grand Wizard.
Oh, is he?
Of Russia. which ties in with some of the other news that's going on. But the headline, there's a picture of Vladimir Putin looking, I don't know, sheepish, I would say, smiling at the camera. And it says, Kremlin cracks down. Very alliterative.
I looked at his face. There ain't nothing cracking there, no. Man. That guy has got the Botox pumping.
Yeah, there's some...
I mean, how can you tell what he... That's a guy with no expression. He looks like he belongs in Madame Tussauds.
I think
he doesn't look human.
There's several deceased plastic surgeons from Russia, you know, because once they do it, they probably have to go away.
Putin has a long history.
You can't admit it.
Putin has a long history of plastic surgery and corrective surgery. Correct? Didn't he have the surgery that made him taller?
I don't know. Isn't that what... Was that the story that Teresa came up with?
Yeah, friend of the show, Teresa. All
right.
She claims that Putin, is when he was in the KGB, he was shorter and he wanted to be taller.
And he had some sort of weird...
He had surgery to increase his height, a foot.
Is that
I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, but that's what she said.
He does have some shit going on with the face, though.
How insane would that be?
He's definitely got a little nippage and tuckage and probably some Botox.
I used to be a dwarf.
The headline is that the Kremlin cracks down. It's a link to a Reuters story. Russian court gave Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny a suspended sentence on Tuesday.
9!
For embezzling.
Was that German?
It's German, yeah.
Sorry.
Nyet! For embezzling money.
That's close.
But jailed his brother for 3.5 years. Now, this is one of these
Jesus
that was.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it's like his biggest political rival just happened to get arrested.
Yeah. Man, we think politics, if we think it's dirty over here,
right.
Fuck that
and,
shit.
Well, and that's where these morons who are like, Obama is a tyrant.
No.
He's taking over. He's suspending the Constitution. We're all going to, we all have to bow down to his big black schlong.
Are you in a work camp right now?
Well, exactly.
No, he's not a tyrant.
Ted Cruz, his head would be spinning from a pike in front of Pennsylvania Avenue Obama were a true tyrant.
If Putin was in charge dealing with the Republican Congress,
God.
he would have marched the KGB in there with machine guns.
Mitch McConnell.
He would have shot them.
Would be in a gulag. Somewhere.
Get the fuck out of here. Oh, Jesus Christ. It wouldn't even be funny. Do you think they shut down the government? Do you think Russia's Congress or whatever the fuck they had? They're like, listen, Putin, we don't like your policy on this. We're not coming to work. Oh, you are not.
Yeah, right. You're right. You're not.
No, it's going to be tough to work without hands and feet.
Never again. Enjoy Siberia.
Nicked.
Is
it nicked?
Nyet.
Nyet. Nyet.
The United States State Department described the sentencing and jailing as a disturbing development designed to further punish and deter political activism. So those on the right who have their little tiny white Viagra induced boners.
Why's it got to be white?
Over Putin.
Well, yes.
You see a lot of black guys running around saying Putin's a great leader?
No,
not at all. I don't know. I'm sure Ben Carson will come out with it or Alan Keyes. Who...
Speaking of black guys, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had something very insightful, I feel, to say about the recent police violence.
He did.
Yeah, it was nice. I put it on our
website. To Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Check
also,
it out.
Tweet us during the show. Twat us.
Yes.
If you will. During...
I was going to say, who knew Kareem was so deep? I didn't know.
Oh, Kareem's a philosopher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. I mean, I'm not being facetious.
He's an actor.
He's really, if you ever listen to him or you ever read some of the shit he's written, he's very, very, very intelligent.
He was in movies, too. He was an actor. He did some movies. Didn't he do one of the Naked Guns or something?
He did one of the... Bruce Lee movies.
Did he really? Is he into karate?
I swear to God, he was one of... he was in a movie with like Bruce Lee way back in the day or something.
Oh, yeah.
He played a bad guy, I think.
Cool, man.
You know, of course.
Shit.
It's a giant black man in
Everyone's
in
racist.
China.
Everyone's fucking be? Racist.
So that's what's going on the headlines on the HuffPo. They're saying that Uncle Nipples is clamping down, nipple clamps, is clamping down
Nicked.
On dissent.
I tell you what, man.
They're in...
You end up in a camp.
Russia, which apparently Uncle Nipples is trying to, make the Soviet Union again. Oh, my God. What the fuck is wrong with the Drudge Report?
What's wrong?
There's a picture of a dead body floating.
Oh, no, not wreckage from the...
Like an actual picture of a dead body floating in the water. It's gross.
It's not newsworthy. It's just a dead
person.
That's
disgusting. That's really disgusting.
It's somebody's family member, you dickhead.
Yeah, with the headline found.
Listen, right-wing America, you pretty much suck.
Leads to... Well, it's the Daily Mail, so I'm sure. Even the Daily Mail pixelated it.
Well, isn't the Daily Mail, aren't they trashy?
Of course.
Right. Well, Drudge is trashy.
But the same photo they pixelated.
I'm not looking at it. I don't even like stories about planes.
Six bodies of Air Asia crash. Victims are found in the water near some luggage. They were spotted floating in the sea off the coast of Borneo. They've recovered six.
Oh, shit.
Earlier, they're saying that they got 40 earlier or something like that.
I heard a news report today about like how that plane crashed and there's this gigantic storm system like 600 miles
they
long.
They think they're not sure.
I thought what happened was, and then the pilot requested permission to change course to get around the fucking storm system, and they told him that he couldn't because it was too crowded. The flight paths were too crowded, and so he had to stay where he was, and then the fucking plane went down. I mean, I'm not CNN or anything. I'm not Wolf Blitzer. I could be fucking wrong.
God? Did you ask? Did you thank God?
Oh, hold on one second. Hey, God. What if Kate's God? You ever think about that?
The Jack Russell?
Yeah.
Who's like currently digging on the sofa right now to try to get under a blanket?
Yeah.
Here in the brisk, cold Los Angeles.
It's raining in L.A. I just saw the mailman go by. For some reason, that surprises me here, but that's like the first one.
Here on the Daily Mail.
Rain, sleet.
It's really the most evil website on the planet.
It totally is.
I'm trying to look at the story, and then there's 100 stories over on the side.
It's click. Is that clickbait?
Oh my God. And it's just like, it's like titty, crazy picture, crazy person, titties,
Look at these ugly celebrities.
Crazy person, and titties. There you go. That's what sells. So, the headline on the Drudge Report is that this airline was found, and really,
Kate,
horrible.
Kate.
Yeah, the dog's attacking her kibble in the kitchen. The really poor taste. Showing a picture of a body fucking floating in the water, you fucking asshole.
You don't see that on the HuffPo or any other fucking liberal rags, right?
Really, it's not there. I mean, that's just gross.
How's that newsworthy? What does that do for me to see a dead person in the water?
I believe you.
Yeah, I have no doubt people died in that fucking plane crash.
We found bodies. Okay. Believe you. I believe you.
Tell me why it went down and why they keep disappearing and crashing into the fucking water.
Well, the disappearing part is the part that's really kind of unforgivable. I mean, we absolutely have the technology to follow these cocksucking planes wherever they are.
I know. And when I flew out of Florida to get back here, I was looking out the fucking window of the plane right before it took off thinking, holy shit, I hope this doesn't crash. And I'm looking around. And that's what I think the whole time. The main thing in my head when I'm flying is, holy shit, I hope this doesn't crash. It never leaves my brain. It's hard to relax. But there are so many people involved with a plane taking off, you know? And I saw a couple of people kind of standing around like they weren't doing anything. So they have time to install is that a fucking batteries? What is this that they need that they don't have time to put in a tracker?
Well,
a fucking beacon in the nose cone?
I can turn on an app on my iPhone to find it.
Oh, look at me. Yeah. Find my fucking phone. That's what it's called.
So why can't we find a plane full of hundreds of people?
Hey, dude, where's my plane?
Why can't we track that shit with these satellites?
Those were shit. You know,
we're busy.
Fucking airline industry sucks.
The goddamn government's busy listening to everybody's fucking cell phone conversation. Why not track a plane?
Hey, government, why don't you clamp down?
Yeah.
Or
Cramp
down on the airlines. Make them stop crashing. Make them stop crashing, honestly. Get a handle on it. I feel like they aren't doing enough to keep these fucking planes in the air, man. You shouldn't turn on the TV and see so often. There's a plane crash. There are too many.
But this year's been down, I saw, for overall statistics.
Oh, really? If you look at the numbers?
I mean, there's been some... really, the big story is that they're disappearing in the fucking ocean.
Yeah,
you can't find them.
Well,
I mean, there haven't been a lot of planes going down in cities and shit, thankfully.
Well, okay. Listen, I agree with you. That sucks. It goes down in the ocean. You can never find it again. If I'm on that plane, I don't give a shit because I'm dead.
Yes.
But let's keep... How about this? Why don't we do more to keep them in the fucking air so they don't end up in the bottom of the ocean? Why can't that be a solution? Why aren't we talking about that? Instead of looking at pictures of dead people in the fucking ocean. Let's get some journalists on that. To me, the story is these planes keep crashing and nobody cares.
Right. And the fact that the
I mean, am I nuts?
I think they're going to crash. It's just going to happen.
Why is that acceptable? Oh, it's just going to crash?
Well,
that's not acceptable.
Well, it obviously is. Obviously, we have a number.
Right.
Of acceptable floaters that we're going to take before we're all going to stop flying.
Oh.
Right?
Right. You're right.
I mean, and mechanically... I mean, the odds are it's just going to happen.
You know what's
with all the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of flights every day,
it's horrific.
Shit's going to go wrong.
Plane crashes are horrific. And to me, the only thing I can remember, the only plane crash I can remember that affected any kind of fucking change with the way we do things with air travel is 9/11. It takes like a plane flying into a fucking building to get these goddamn airlines do something.
That was different.
I know it was
different. That's not a flight safety issue. That was a now.
Some of it was.
You're going to have the TSA sticking their hands up your asshole before you go on a plane.
No, but they
did. That's all that.
They did some things that made a difference. Make it so you just any old fucker can walk into the cockpit. Listen, when I was growing up, I remember going on a flight with my parents, and my dad walked me up, and I got to look at the cockpit and everything.
Right.
It was before it took off. Why do I get to do that?
Because you were white.
Yeah.
Your little white kid.
But I remember they asked you before I peeked in there. Now, you do have a white son. Right. He's not adopted or
anything.
Do
you accept Jesus as your personal savior?
I'm just saying, why is that? Now you can't do it. Now that's out the window because he's, you know, it's secure, which is the way it should be. That was a good thing that came out of. That's a good change.
Yes.
But, yeah, the other stuff, nothing. But really nothing. The airlines don't give a shit. What are they doing to make their airplanes fucking safer?
They're being shitheads because now gas prices are really low. They're not cutting prices at all.
Yeah.
And I saw a story too. It might be, was it on our Facebook maybe? Facebook.com/crabdiving. Maybe not. I thought I put the airline story up, but not. Now I can't remember the exact details.
Yes.
But there was a shitty airline story.
What did it have to do with the cleanliness of the plane?
I don't remember.
That's my favorite.
Business.
The other shitty thing about flying is they're not making it nicer. I just flew. It's not that nice. And I'm sitting there the whole time knowing, based on stories we've done on this fucking show, that fold-down tray table is full of fecal matter on. You know, there's bacteria over that motherfucking thing.
Well, there's ass mist flying all over the whole plane.
And inside the fucking pocket of the seat in front of you, there's fucking bacteria there, too.
Now I remember what it was. It was, there's a guy who created a website for travel where he was getting people really low prices. I guess there's a trick. And it really only works. They're saying the airlines are suing this guy and this website now.
Right.
But what this guy was doing is completely legal. It's called they say they were hacked. But what you do is you want to go from New York to Charleston, West Virginia, for God's some awful reason.
No, Charleston. South Carolina. That's a nice city.
Where
baseball was invented.
Charleston, South Carolina.
Charles Doubleday invented baseball there.
Charleston, South Carolina.
Right.
But you book a flight. There's a cheap flight from... There's a $99 sale in New York to Miami. Stopover in Charleston.
Mm.
You just leave.
That is fucking brilliant.
You don't.
So how do you figure that out?
Well, his website. This guy has a website.
He has an algorithm.
He wrote an algorithm.
Ooh.
And was saving people money. And now the airlines are throwing a hissy fit.
No.
The guy's name is.
Uh-oh.
Akhtar Zaman.
Mr. Zaman.
Who operates the website SkipLagged.
Is it shut down now?
.com. SkipLagging, they use hidden city fares, they call them, which gives you tickets to a city that's not your final destination, but your ultimate destination is one of the middle hopping cities.
That is brilliant. We should give this guy a Nobel Peace Prize. That's the best thing ever.
It says, for example, a customer buying a ticket from New York to Los Angeles could get a lower rate than a flight to Chicago, but could simply just get off the plane in Chicago and avoid the higher fare.
Fuck you guys. I'm going home.
Right.
That's awesome. I love that.
He said he didn't do anything. He said, I launched SkipLagged last year with the goal of helping consumers become savvy travelers. It has the potential to save customers up to 80%.
God damn it.
When compared with the cheapest on Kayak, even.
That tells you that air travel, the prices are inflated.
Finding these has always been difficult before SkipLagged because you'd have to guess the final destination. You know, you'd have to guess.
Right.
And hope there was a...
God.
You got booked into some kind of connecting flight.
God, I want to try to
look. So they're suing him now.
Oh, really?
United Airlines and Orbitz.
No, fuck you, Orbitz.
Have filed suits against this guy. They're saying...
United Airlines can eat a big dick.
That technique...
Shut up.
...represents unfair competition.
Oh, shit. Don't you feel bad for them?
But it's their own...
It's not theirs.
Well, it's their own deal.
Yeah. You're still selling a ticket, dumbass.
So what are you supposed to do? Put a gun to the person's head and say, no, you will not get off this plane in Chicago?
Nicked!
Right. Oh, hold on a second.
The dog is losing her fucking mind. She's trying to get comfortable under this goddamn blanket. And she's having an epic battle with a blanket. Stressful being a Jack Russell Terrier.
So, yeah, fair market, everybody. There you go.
I mean, that's great, though. I want to find a ticket home like that. That would be tough, though. You got to be going to a big city.
Yeah.
Where it's a hub.
Getting to, like, well, you might be able to get to, like, New Orleans.
Yeah.
Or Mobile.
Right. That's true.
Like Mobile, probably.
Mobile. Now, if you call it Mobile down there, they're going to take you out back and deliverance you.
That's why.
Don't say it like that. If you ever go home with me, don't do that.
No Mobile. No,
they're rednecks, man. They're sensitive about shit. They'll beat you up and gang rape you.
I was
going
to say I'd have to cut my hair, but no more. I can do the redneck long hair thing.
Yeah. Don't cut your hair. Just keep your mouth shut about certain things. That's what I do.
About a lot of things,
Once in a while, it's like, you know.
Like that R-word bar that you were at.
What is that? Oh, yes.
The Redskins
bar. Yeah. Oh, you aren't supposed to say it.
Well, too late. I mean, we didn't, you know, what's going on. So, since we're speaking of fun with racism.
Yay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the majority whip. In Congress now. This story is too much fun. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. We've got a little fun meme there. But so this Steve Scalise guy from Louisiana.
What a buffoon. I hate this guy, but I like his buffoonery. He's so stupid.
Yeah, attended and spoke at like one of David Duke's events. David Duke, you may remember as the Grand Lizard Vizier Poobah Kliegel Rieger.
So stupid.
Kliegel Rieger.
I am the Keymaster.
Yeah, of the KKK, who then decided he wasn't KKK and ran for state. He won. He was a state representative.
They look like Star Trek. It's Star Wars characters in those hoods and shit, kind of, don't they? I mean, it's just so funny. Why don't they have little curly elf shoes that go along with their stupid robes?
He then was saying, well, you know, I spoke at a lot of his, here was his defense. I spoke a lot of places and I didn't know.
I didn't know. It's not my fault.
Well, that may not be all that true, because now they're saying that David Duke himself is saying that he knew. He's like, he was a friend of mine and a friend of my chief of staff or something.
He knew.
He said that former KKK leader David Duke, he interviewed with Fusion.net, said that...
how can you not know where you're going? I mean, especially now he spoke at the event. You're going to go somewhere cold and not even know who the fuck you're talking to if you're a politician. I mean, that's kind of your game, right?
Now, even David Duke is saying that Scalise is not, he's not tied to those groups. He said it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Quote.
But.
Bullshit.
I mean, he still spoke there. I mean.
Now, David Duke says, I've grown up.
Wait, when was this?
Since his days as the Grand Wizard. This is Reason.
Yeah, he sounds like a Harry Potter.
He says he's left his racism behind, right?
He's like 50s. Is he in his 50s? He grew up?
Well, yeah, it was like 15 years ago. He was wearing a sheet over his head.
Did he carpool there with Rick Perry?
It says he's grown up. I know who the real racists are, he says.
Yeah, it's me. I had a bunch of other white guys at that meeting I went to. They're all racists.
Now, of course, rawstory.com says, according to Duke's website, however, the Zio media. Now, this is the Zionist. He's not a friend of the Jew.
He's openly anti-Semitic.
Well, he says that the media is controlled.
The Zio media?
By Zionists.
Okay. God, see, that's pretty...
The media, Zio media lies about Duke
come on.
Constantly because he is the only American political figure who dares to stand up to the real ultra-racists who control America and Israel, the Jewish supremacists.
Okay, hold on.
He wants you to know he's not a racist.
Right. Oh.
He found out who the real evil is.
He should have tried a little harder.
And it's the Jews.
Oh, yeah. But I'm not a racist. By the way, what does he do in our government? Just refresh me.
Nothing now. Not David Duke. He was a representative.
I'm talking about Scalise.
Oh, Scalise is a representative of the first district of Louisiana to the United States Congress, and he's now Majority Whip. He's like third in charge.
Oh my God! You got a Klansman.
There's a, you know, in that what was it? What was that novel?
Deep Impact.
Where the plane flies into Congress and kills everybody, and then
Tom Clancy.
Yeah, and some guy way down the chain suddenly becomes president, like 30th in line because everybody's killed.
Yeah, it's like
Patriot
like
Games. That. This guy's you know, like in the teens in line.
That's
to
horrifying.
Be president.
He's a big old fucking racist. I mean, not only is he a racist, he's so into his racism, he has a little costume he wears.
Well, yeah.
And he goes to meetings.
He's not that guy.
No.
There's no pictures of Scalise in a robe or
not
anything.
Yet.
Right. That we know about.
Oh, yeah. There's got to be a picture. He's like, that meeting. He's like, hey, man, I'm in government and shit. I can't vote, but let me try your robe on just for a second. Take a picture with me.
David Duke is shocked, I say.
Shocker.
At the, quote, insane amount of attention he and Scalise are getting. Why is Scalise being singled out? I don't know. He was just going to that conference, obviously, to tell voters about some of his initiatives on tax matters. That's what it's all about. I think it's insane, this whole process.
Yes.
But you don't go, I don't care. Are you going to go to a Nazi rally?
No. You know why? Because I imagine most people at the Nazi rally, I don't mean to generalize, are probably big assholes. I mean, you know what I mean? You think they're fun to hang out with? A bunch of white supremacists?
Now, an interesting thing, Duke did give an ominous warning.
Right.
If Scalise is going to be crucified,
oh, no.
He said,
If
Republicans want to throw Steve Scalise to the woods.
To the woods?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's to the walls.
Yeah. Then a lot of them better be looking over their shoulders.
Oh, meaning I've got pictures of you guys.
Exactly.
At fucking events. Okay, David Duke, I want to know what other right-wing nut job has shown up at a Klan rally.
Right. Who's got a...
Who else?
Who's got a hook to hang their hood on?
Are all of our officials, are they all flaming fucking racist?
Well, yes. A lot of them. I think the answer to that is yeah.
This guy is going to speak for a group of people that mostly believe the Zio media.
Zio, yeah. He uses that term so much.
Behind the scenes affecting policy?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The Zio media.
The Jew-controlled media.
God.
Is what he believes.
Oh.
Meanwhile, someone else who is defending... Steve Scalise.
Who the fuck is that?
Is Representative Steve King of Iowa taking a couple of minutes from trying to point out Mexicans crossing the border with bales of marijuana on their shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
Defended his colleague after reports emerged of these links. King had an interview with the Washington Post. He said that many conservative lawmakers would stand by Scalise. What a shock. Really?
We're not worried about them. We're worried about your constituents that aren't a bunch of fucking racists that need, that want policy written by someone who's not a tremendous bigot. We don't care about your fucking rich white friends. Yeah, they're racists.
So then guess who he compared him to?
Oh, shit. Stop it.
Jesus dined with tax collectors and sinners.
Oh, my God.
King said, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, it's the sick. Given that piece of scripture and understanding that Scalise probably wasn't staffed thoroughly, I could understand how something like this happened.
No, I can't.
But I know his heart. I've painted houses with him post-Katrina. I know he's a good man.
I tell you what, if I was in office...
We painted houses for the we helped the people.
Both of these people. I mean, Steve King, shame on you for defending this guy, you fucking idiot. But Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
If I'm in politics and I'm getting driven around to speak at places, the last question I look to my assistant or whoever to ask before I get out of that fucking car, listen. This better not be some Klan shit
right.
or any kind of bullshit I'm going to speak at.
Ask that.
Okay?
Hopefully you're past the point where you have to give instructions to the staff.
I would say, I don't want to speak somewhere where it's going to be a big pain in the ass later. Let me know if I'm talking to Klansmen. That's the bottom line. The very least.
Scalise has been quoted... to the New Orleans Times Picayune, one of my favorite named periodicals.
The Fair and Balanced.
The Times Picayune. He said he didn't know that the conference was hosted by a white nationalist group.
No, really?
Saying, quote, I didn't know who all these groups were, and I detest any kind of hate group.
I couldn't tell you who they were. Couldn't see them through them fucking hoods.
For anyone to suggest I was involved with a group like that is insulting and ludicrous.
Well, we're not suggesting it. It's true. You did it. You spoke for a group. It's not ludicrous.
The group that he spoke in front of was the EURO, European American Unity and Rights Organization.
Oh, my God.
Which...
What an amazing name for a bunch of racists.
According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, they say the organization is primarily a vehicle to publicize David Duke's writings.
Oh, shit.
And to sell his books.
Oh, I would be so mad if I didn't know. If I just went in there cold, I didn't know. I was like, what? This is what? For who? For David Duke.
So Steve King running to the rescue and defending...
Right.
His good colleague.
Don't you think that's one of those things where, like, okay, so you got to fucking, I guess some of these Congress people, they owe each other favors, so you have to do things like what Steve King did for Scalise. But on some level, can't you just say, listen, you can't expect me to help you on this. You spoke for a white supremacist group. That's just stupid.
Right.
How can you expect any of us to want to help you?
Well, someone else is...
Keep that shit on the down low like the rest of us.
Someone else is... You're right. Someone else is giving their support to the third in charge of over there in the House of Lunatics.
Yes.
The orange guy that cries a lot.
Ooh.
The House Speaker, John Boehner, is standing behind him.
Scalise?
Saying more than a decade ago, burp, Representative Scalise made an... As I drink scotch, you're sitting here.
Is Boehner drunk when you...
That's the joke about Boehner, is that he maybe drinks a little bit too much.
Him and Lindsey Wagner get wasted. Not Wagner, Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Wagner. The bionic woman from the 80s. Sitting there tying one on with John Boehner. Laughing about the old days. More than a decade ago, Representative Scalise made an error in judgment, and he was right to acknowledge it was wrong and inappropriate. Like many of my colleagues on both sides of the aisle.
Not on both sides.
I know Steve to be a man of high integrity and good character.
Mm.
He has my full confidence as our whip. And he will continue to do great and important work for all Americans.
So I don't share that confidence.
Apparently, they're not really that worried about how far this scandal is going
to
go.
I feel like I swear to God, I feel like if this was on the Democratic side of things, the Democrats would say, "Listen, you have to leave. I can't walk out there to my constituents and say." It was a decade ago. He didn't make an error in judgment. He's saying he didn't know who he was speaking for.
Right.
So why would he even say that? If that was the case, and he didn't make an error in judgment, his staff fucked up.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Let's say that Barack Hussein Obama
spoke at a white supremacist
group. In 2001, attended an event that was sponsored by the Black Panthers.
Okay. Oh, fuck off.
What would be happening right now?
Oh, my God.
On the right.
Impeach him. Shut the government down. Oh, burn down Pennsylvania God. Avenue.
It would be amazing. It would be,
it would
truly
be ridiculous.
Truly amazing.
That really pisses me off when these fucking asshole white guys, they're kind of, you know, it's kind of exposed. They're exposed for who they fucking are. Bunch of racists. And when you call it on them, when it's so obvious, people are like, you know, he didn't know. Why can't you give him the benefit of the doubt? It was over 10 years ago. That's definitely not how it's not that. That's a double standard. It doesn't go that way with libs when that shit happens. Right. I don't give a shit.
I mean, but what does he say? Does he tell the truth? Look, I represent a district full of knuckle dragging racists.
Yeah, because I believe
and
that.
And they want me to hate black people. Therefore, I'm going to go speak at a hood fest.
Yeah, that is ultimately more helpful for the world than what he's doing, because at least we can all say, OK, he's a racist. We can't even like. It makes me know. I know the country is, you know, we're separated in two political parties.
Yes.
People value different things. But to me, like, if you said Rick Perry owned a piece of property called Inward Head Camp, it seems like to me the world, the country could come together and say, you know what, we don't want him running for president. There's no way anyone's voting for him. But instead, he there's enough interest in him running that he forms exploratory committees and is able to run for president. You know what I mean? It's fucking nuts.
Of government, yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
Oops.
And he's stupid as shit. That's the other thing. He's dumb as fuck.
I'll still never forget that my favorite part in the background is Herman Cain going, oh my.
God.
Oh my. Herman fucking Cain, Uzbeki Stan, is in the background going, oh my.
I mean, it's in three. That's the other thing about, you know, public speaking. You have lots of things like subjugated into threes, right? It's just a nice way to separate out your ideas.
Right.
It's tough to forget it. When you go to the trouble, it's tough to forget that. That's his platform. He forgot. And he's a big fucking racist.
Oh, wow. This is a story from 2011. They're saying that when Texas Governor Rick Perry took friends, fellow legislators, or campaign donors to his hunting camp, I'm going to quote.
When was this?
They passed the word niggerhead painted on a rock. Wait a second. I swear to God, I thought.
No.
That it was like Rick Perry was a kid when his family fucking changed it. I didn't know that Rick Perry was taking his hunting buddies to N-word head.
Even if you buy it and that's on there, what's the first thing you do? I'm like, please paint that over. I don't want people coming over and saying that. Nah, the whole trip's going to be like, hey, what's up with that sign out front? I got to explain that I bought this from some racist.
That's one of the minimums you probably would do.
It's heritage. My daddy did that. Back when he owned people.
Perry told the Post that the name had been blotted out with paint as soon as his father leased the property. The rock turned over to hide traces of it, but the newspaper found multiple sources and photographic evidence to contradict that claim. According to the Post, the name of this particular parcel did not change for years after it became associated with Rick Perry, first as a private citizen, then as a state official, and finally as Texas governor. Some locals still call it that, well, of course.
Well, shocker. What? So it's not an old story, though, right?
No.
I mean, it's shocking. We are, this country is ran by a bunch of fucking racists.
Look at this. As recently as this summer.
Oh, shut up.
So this is 2011. A slab-like rock lying flat. The name is still faintly visible beneath a coat of white paint remained by the gated entrance to the camp. So you could still, well, it sounds like they tried to paint it over, but still.
Dick Cheney even said, yeah, you got to paint that over. You can't, unfortunately.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's amazing.
There you go.
A bunch of fucking assholes. This guy's speaking in a white. What? Okay, so he didn't know that was the group. But what is there? Can we find out what he talked about? Like what would you talk to a bunch of white supremacists about that are getting together because they're all a bunch of white supremacists. Is he talking about how, I don't know.
I think they're trying to find out how they can feed the world.
Oh, yeah?
I think they're trying to find out how they can end
poverty. I just
want to
hear this guy's three-point plan for preserving the master fucking race. Because right. I don't know what else a politician would go to a inherently racist group to talk about. Because if he didn't know, and he showed up and talked about something like childhood obesity and shit, they'd be like, we don't give a shit about that. The only thing we care about is hating black people. Why aren't you talking about that, stupid?
Other people have defended Perry, including Democrats.
Okay. Oh, yeah?
Come here, buddy.
What?
Come here, Kate.
The dog's all squirrely. Is it me?
I don't know. Something's going on. Yeah. The
relax.
They've defended him. Some critics, though, have said that while he has appointed minorities to higher posts, he still uses language.
Higher posts. With ones without ropes.
Hopefully. Radicalized undertones, he says. Anyway, there you go.
What an asshole. So people elected him, dude. I mean, geez, there probably were more stories about this guy floating around out there. I mean, if he's showing up as an elected official to speak at one of these wacko groups, there's got to be more stories. There has to be more to this.
I guess Perry sided with a guy who got in trouble, who was a town commissioner, said, we already have, they were applying for a loan. He said, we already have one N-word who submitted a loan application. We don't need another.
A loan application for what? A house?
They were trying
to
get a loan for some business or something.
Oh, really?
And Perry stood with the commissioner guy.
Wow, man, Texas is Texas is a crazy place.
I'm trying to, anyway, there you go. So I swear to God, I thought that N-word head stuff of Rick Perry was, I believed Rick Perry when he said when his dad leased it that they painted over all those signs, but that's bullshit.
Those fucking hipster glasses that he bought, that whole Apple Genius Bar looking wardrobe really worked on you.
He even fleeced me.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, there we go. So that's that story there. The
I hope the dog's comfortable.
I've got she's really squirrely this morning. I've got a story. A follow-up story. Before we take a break, we're going to take a break, top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, play some musica, pour vous. What's the plural of vous?
Vous.
Is it?
Yeah. I took French, dude.
Vous.
Vous.
For all yous.
Yeah.
Vous. We're going to play some music in a few minutes and go take a break, refill our glasses. Empty the bladders, empty whatever you feel like, and we'll be back.
That bourbon I poured is strong. I think I'll just be finishing it. Yeah. It's a sipper.
Do you remember Macadamia Nutgate?
Oh, my God. It's the best story.
The South Korean airline, I believe, it's KAL? Yeah, Korean Airlines executive, former executive, who ended up delaying a flight because she wasn't served macadamia nuts on a plate.
Right.
She was mad because she runs that, particular part of the whole corporation, and she was pissed off that as a first-class traveler, she didn't get her nuts on a plate like she should have. And she demanded, the plane had already left the gate.
Nicked!
They had to turn around. How do you say no in Japanese?
No.
Is it?
I don't know.
This is Korea.
Nah. Meanwhile, North Korea, anybody over there be like, I don't give a shit. I'll just take the nuts. We're all starving to death. You want your nuts on a plate? Fuck you.
I'll have a nut, please.
I'll eat the plate.
Cho Hyun Ah, who just coincidentally is also the daughter of the chairman of the airline. Just coincidence.
Oh my God, I'd be so mad at my kid. You fucking asshole.
You talk about...
You ungrateful idiot.
Well, pitchforks and fucking torches in South Korea, man. They have now issued an arrest warrant for her.
They want her in the city square.
The South Korean court today approved an arrest warrant. They're pressing criminal charges. They think that she could get up to 6 months... there's also a separate arrest warrant for a different executive
She's going to something else. Spend 6 months in jail.
They're saying there were systemic cover-ups after this happened. They were trying to cover up what she did.
Right. Well, it's embarrassing.
She's going to face several charges, including in-flight violence and changing a flight route, which is prohibited under aviation law.
Well, she didn't change a flight route. Did she order that?
Yeah.
She
made the plane go back.
How could?
Well, they weren't off the ground yet.
Oh,
but
okay.
She made them go back to the gate. They had left the gate.
Oh my god. What a nut.
Yeah, maybe it looks like she maybe took a swing at somebody.
Is this the case if she just had one bad day and we should just give her a mulligan?
No,
because she's rich.
No,
that's what would happen over here. But
they're saying one of the passengers told media that she assaulted and threatened crew members. There was a senior flight attendant, Park Chang-jin, who was kicked off, said that he was insulted and told to kneel before her.
This person's nuts.
Because he didn't dare challenge the chairman's daughter. Her behavior has pissed off South Koreans, who are frustrated, you know, kind of like we are here, that families are controlling a lot of these businesses.
Right, and you're fucking with my...
It's the 1% cunts over there, just like here.
Flying's not bad enough in that part of the world, too. Planes are just falling into the ocean. Nobody knows where the fuck they are. Now, this chick with her nuts, it's insane.
It says that Cho and her two siblings quickly became executives at the airline.
How'd that happen?
It's just a coincidence, jeez. I'm sure. The family's direct stake in Korean Air is just 10%, but cross-shareholdings among companies give it effective control, whatever the hell that means.
10%? Yeah. She gets 10% of what they make? Holy fuck, that's a lot of money, I imagine.
And now even the transport ministry, who's been investigating this incident, is coming under scrutiny because they're saying that they were being too cozy
with that rich family.
Yeah. That the, you know, because the government is the same thing. It's money, 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 money,
money.
Well,
listen, it's probably the same thing that is over here. People who are on that, well, that transport committee, they probably were in government.
Bought and sold. Sure. Everybody knows everybody.
Meanwhile, this stupid idiot with the nuts, though, that's.
So they decided that the ministry is punishing four of its own officials for misconduct during the investigation. And now there's a warrant out for the rest of Cho, who resigned her position as a vice president of some whatever.
One bad day can fuck up everything.
One bad
nuts on a plate. She's probably an asshole.
Kneel before her.
That's scary. Some dominatrix shit.
That's crazy as fuck. That's, I mean,
she walk around with a riding crop and a little gimp mask.
Well, right. I mean, talk about,
put on this leather fucking collar.
They really think they're royalty. They're rich. I mean, a lot of these people, not all of them, but people like her, obviously, thinks that they're royalty. Kneel before me. How dare you question me? My authority. I didn't get my nuts. I'm going to inconvenience 200 people.
Yeah. What do you think goes on the Bieber jet, though?
Fun.
I bet there's nuts on. I bet there's plates for those nuts. Yeah. Probably is fun. I mean, I
think Bieber probably couldn't give a rat's ass about the nuts.
I might get handle flying on a Bieber jet. I guess are those smaller planes safer?
Who would you want to fly with? The Cho Un shit face, whatever her name is.
Well, I
or
think,
Bieber.
Ooh, oh, God.
You get high with Bieber, and keep him to shut the fuck up.
Although I don't like people that. You know, I don't like people that are too animated on a plane. I generally like, it makes me nervous when people are too frenetic. I don't know why, it just freaks me out. I feel like you're distracting the whole operation.
Yeah, but you've only flown commercial. If you're on a private jet that's, you know, big giant cushy leather chair.
Oh, that makes a difference when you're in like a fucking tailspin into the ocean. Oh, it's so comfortable. I'm about to die.
But what I'm saying is you're distracted. You don't have that cattle process that you...
Oh, no, that's horrendous.
That, you know, makes you feel like an asshole. I don't even think... I'm sure they don't have... You don't have to sit through the...
Safety meeting?
Yeah, safety meeting on a private jet.
Are those jets safer than normal planes? Or
I don't know. I would guess probably about the same. I mean,
really? I mean, because there's a lot different about how they fly. I mean, would you rather
metric system versus?
Yeah. No, I mean, there's. It seems to me like a real loose situation. You know, you just, everybody ambles onto the plane. Nobody gives a shit. You shut the door. You go about your business. Are there maintenance checks? Does the FAA require, look under the hood? Is it okay?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I think it's pretty.
Are the pilots even sober?
I think the.
Bullshit. I bet those pilots get high with Bieber.
A little more lax.
Oh, yeah. But that's for the drugs for these stupid celebrities, you know. That's why they fly privately, because they want to get their shit from L.A. to New York and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, I think I think drugs are the least of their concerns. Well, I've heard they're even being less concerned about it if you fly commercial, even. Like, if you've got a tiny little amount of, you know, for personal use only.
Oh, commercially?
Yeah, that... Well, they're not necessarily going to sick the dogs on you and throw you in the jail. And depending where you're at, I'm sure in Texas, if you're brown, they're going to get you.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I guess those private jets are pretty safe, though, because they're expensive. I assume everything's better if you're rich. So they're those planes are probably well maintained.
Flying is safe.
Oh,
it's safer than driving. It's safer than walking down the street. It's safer than...
Tell that person floating face down on Drudge. It's a lot safer. For most people, not you. Not you. It wasn't safer for you.
Well, you can't
for everybody else.
What's the alternative? You can't... What about the ferry that burned?
No.
And people died. I mean, how are you going to travel anywhere?
That's so fucking horrendously bad. I don't know. I don't know what to fucking tell you. Blimps. Blimps are safer, right?
Sure.
take a blimp.
Yeah.
Take a boat. Boats are safer than planes.
Before we go to a break, there's a horrific story. Just another one of these horrific.
I tweeted out today, hey, listen to the Crab Diving Show. We're talking about assholes. I just took a guess.
Yeah, this is really horrible. This is another teen who has taken her own life because she wanted to be referred to as a her.
Okay.
And as a she, but had Christian parents.
This is horrendous.
Who
I'm already upset.
Sent her to Christian therapy.
Oh, God.
To make her not want to be a girl anymore.
I mean, it's just exhausting. These fucking idiots that are just so wrapped up in their dumbass religion. Now this girl's dead.
17 years old, went by Leela, a transgender girl from Ohio, put a suicide note on Tumblr. And I'm not going to read from it, but I read the whole thing, and it's kind of, It's leaning more towards the fuck all of you than the oh woe is me. Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of
angry.
There's a lot of, you know, I'm stuck. It's not going to get. Don't tell me it's going to get better because it's not. But there is a lot of this kind of. I hope that things get better. Kind of a fuck you kind of a thing because of this. Says that. In the note, I knew I wanted to be a girl since I was four.
And her parents, they just freaked out, right?
Said, when I was 14, I learned what transgender meant and cried of happiness. After 10 years of confusion, I finally understood who I was. Went to her mother.
Uh-huh.
Who then said, you're broken. We're going to have to take you and fix you because God says, the Lord says, that this isn't the way that goes. If you're reading this, parents, please don't tell this to your kids. They said that it was a phase. God doesn't make mistakes. They told her.
oh my God. These people are atrocious.
Born Joshua, but so the school puts out on their Facebook, the school puts out a story, you know, that this boy was killed, stepped in front of a truck on the highway.
Oh, my God.
And they said, but, you know, pray for the family and everything. Josh was killed out walking.
They didn't want to make it sound like it was a suicide.
Right. Which, you know, is fine. I get that. But, and then the mother was all over Facebook. She has since privatized her account.
Oh, I imagine.
Because she's getting a lot of not love. But the, she said, she put out, my sweet 16-year-old son, Joshua Ryan Alcorn, went home to heaven this morning.
Oh, my God.
He was out for an early morning walk and was hit by a truck. Thank you for the messages and kindness and concern you've sent our way. Please continue to keep us in your prayers.
And she sent this kid to one of these camps.
Yes.
Ran by charlatans, I'm quite sure.
Right.
I mean, who else would do that?
My death needs to be counted in the number of transgender people who commit suicide this year. I want someone to look at that number and say, that's fucked up, and fix it.
Yeah, it is fucked up.
Fix society, please.
God, you know, it's so stupid because these parents, they could have just accepted it. They could have. And if you don't understand it, what's the big deal? You don't have to understand everything. Just accept it because that's who your son is.
Yeah.
God, people are fucking stupid.
I want 100. If you're reading this, parents, please don't tell this to your kids. Even if you are a Christian or are against transgender people, don't ever say that to someone, especially your kid. That won't do anything but make them hate themselves. That's what it did to me. Saying God doesn't make mistakes.
God, how enlightened. I mean, you know, horrible. But Jesus Christ,
infinite. She lists some sorry notes to people I know, like Amanda, Tiffany, Justin, little notes. You know, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. Mom and Dad, fuck you. You can't just control other people like that. That's messed up. I don't really feel the need to apologize to anyone else. Odds are you don't give a shit about me. And if you do, you did something that made me feel like shit. And you don't deserve an apology. Anyway, also, anyone who says something like, I wish I got to know him better, or I wish I treated him better, gets a punch in the nose.
Yeah. Because you should have. This is horrendous.
Yeah. So it's trending on the Twitter. Hashtag Leela A. Alcorn. Leelah.
Yeah.
Alcorn. Left a suicide note. And
hey, and if you
Christian lunatics are defending the parents, of course.
Oh, my God.
Pray for
fuck
the parents.
Fuck off.
Pray
really?
For the parents.
Fuck off. You guys killed this person. I mean, God, and if you got kids and they aren't gay, tell them to be nice to their friends that are gay. Tell them not to be homophobic and shit. It might help.
Right. And this drives me crazy. There's a...
Ignore your sky god or whatever you think your sky god means in that stupid fucking Bible that's been translated a billion times by monks that rape boys.
One of the headlines.
Damn it.
Leela Alcorn suicide note sparks transgender discussion. At least they're saying Leela now. I mean, the early reports, everybody was putting Joshua.
That's horrendous.
Let's see, I'm trying to find where they said, Leela's blog post describes experiencing isolation, depression once she identified herself as transgendered at 14. She did not believe her parents supported who she was.
That's the easiest thing you can do, just like to tell someone who's, you could just, fucking, I don't know. Just tell them you support them. You don't have to understand what they're going through.
Right. Meanwhile, you know, the Angelina Jolie is letting her 8-year-old daughter dress like a boy and call him John.
How lucky for that kid.
Right.
You know?
So, yeah, another one. Congratulations. Congratulations, hardcore Christians.
Yeah, good job, right-wing nut jobs. Nice work there.
Yeah, so that's a big bummer. I hate to send us out to a commercial. Or not to a commercial, but to a musical break on a bummer. But we're going to come back. We're going to have more fun. We're going to have talk about some fun shit. When we get back, I got some clips. Well, I guess it's not. I guess it's horrible, too, but they're funny horrible.
Yes.
Rick Wiles, you know, another one of these Christianist lunatics.
Yeah.
Oh, are we getting a call?
We're getting a call. Should we take the call? Okay. I'm getting the call.
We have got a...
It's the Hollywood Hick.
We've got a caller on the line. We're very excited, ladies and gentlemen, straight from Hollywood. Maybe not right now, but generally from the Florida room near Hollywood and
Actually,
Vine. Are you?
I am in the Florida room right now.
There you go.
Oh, shit.
The very funny Mr. Brent Paris, the host of the Hollywood Hick, 7 p.m. tonight, a brand new sparkling special.
Yes.
I know. Everybody had to wait a whole week this time. I feel bad.
A New Year's...
Christmas happened and fucked everything up.
That's right. A New Year's Eve
special
coming up, sort of.
Sort of
the Hollywood Hick. And what's... who's... Did you break the fuck up with anybody in this episode?
You know what? I kind of break the fuck up on New Year's Eve. So that's kind of like the lead. I'm not a fan of New Year's Eve. I hate these big freaking holidays when I'm supposed to go out. And what I hate, like, whatever, listen to the Hollywood Hick, you'll hear all about it. But I just hate it because it's mainly because all the people who never normally go out are in my fucking way.
Listen, Brent, Pat and I had a sneak preview of your episode this morning. And I got to tell you, your New Year's Eve plans, man, I don't know. I don't want to give the show away, but God damn, that sounds like... I mean, no alcohol?
Dude, I know. That's what I think. I didn't realize that. So now, whatever. I got ways around that shit.
Okay.
Can you sneak a flask in or something?
Don't get arrested.
They're going to be searching people. This is what I'm thinking.
What the fuck? How did you agree to this?
Because I don't fucking know. Yeah, you know, it's like people, it's like they want to commandeer my New Year's like 2 months ago because they have fucking kids. Like my friends with kids drive me fucking nuts.
And you're going to some public event, like some outdoor event where it's like
downtown,
family friendly.
Grand Park.
Stuff.
It's like fucking what you call it?
The dropping of the ball.
Yeah, so they do like fireworks and they have like bands and stuff. Like it could be actually fun if they added booze to it.
Right.
But they want to make it some kind of family affair.
No.
I'm like, what the fuck? If your kids are not in bed before midnight, you're a bad parent.
Right. The New Year's Eve is not a sandbox event. It is not an all skate. It's
not
adults.
For children. You don't get to enjoy New Year's Eve until you're fucking old enough to enjoy New Year's Eve.
Yeah, stay
New
home.
New Year's Eve is not for fucking 5 year olds. 5 year olds for New Year's Eve is fucking the last day of the year. Go to bed.
That's right.
It's like Vegas. They're trying to Disneyfy everything.
Yeah. No, like there's certain things that can't be Disneyfied. Like St. Patrick's Day. That is not a fucking family holiday.
No, it's not.
My family was, but that's a whole nother problem.
Right.
It's like that kind of shit. It's like whatever. Like, I don't know. Like, well, I would say Halloween, but I guess that's around the kids. But us homos take Halloween differently.
I love
it. It's another reason to get dressed up.
Yeah. Even in a cool outfit. Or in a cooler outfit.
It's a really cool outfit. I look so crazy on Halloween. That's great.
What were you for Halloween this year?
I recycled one. I was the Phantom of the Grand Ole Opry.
How did we not know that? How did I not know that? That he was a fan of the Grand Ole fucking Opry? That's a good one.
It's a great costume.
Damn, that's a good one.
What does it consist of?
It's basically like, I don't know, jeans and cowboy boots and a red cowboy shirt with a black cape. And I put on, usually I'll grow a mustache, but this year I didn't have a chance. So I tape on a mustache like Burt Reynolds, and I wear my cowboy hat with one of those phantom masks on my face. So I'm the Phantom of the Grand Ole Opry.
You got cowboy boots?
Hell yeah, I got cowboy boots. I got like 3 pairs of cowboy boots.
How dare you?
Sorry, I didn't
How
know.
Dare you?
I don't have
do
any.
Rodeos and shit, y'all. I do have like country line dancing.
What?
Hell yeah.
The Hollywood Hick.
I can line dance like a motherfucker.
Every day on the 7s is a rodeo star. I did not know that. You do rodeos?
Yeah, I used to do the gay rodeo circuit until my chiropractor and my doctor told me that I was going to die or break my back because I have a bad back, so I had to quit wrestling steers.
Oh, my. Hold on a second. Did you actually wrestle a steer? A cow?
Yeah, a couple of times. A few times.
That's not a euphemism.
I don't know.
Because if you get them right and grab them by their horns, then twist their head, then usually they'll like kind of put their head down and like stay over. But the hard part is getting to the point where you can grab them by them horns so you can get enough leverage to get their damn head turned.
Oh, my God.
Brent is like an onion.
I know.
They're more and more the more you get to know him.
Holy shit.
Brent was in the rodeo. That's amazing.
It was fun. I like doing it.
His doctors had to pull him off the rodeo. I mean, not a lot of people can say that.
I know. He was like, dude, your back is fucked up. I mean, I paraphrase what he said, but he basically that's what he said. And he's like, honestly, if you're going to end up fucking, you're going to be paralyzed. And so that word kind of made me go like, okay.
Wow. Shit.
I'll quit. Because that was when I quit. I was trying to learn how to rope them.
Sure.
I never got to really learn to rope. I wasn't really good at roping.
You just hand to hand with the cow.
Yeah.
With the steers. Sorry.
I just wrestled them.
On the Hollywood Hick, which tonight, 7 p.m. Pacific. Ladies
Come
and gentlemen,
on.
7 p.m. Pacific, yeah, 10 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast.
He's wrestling a steer.
Yeah, are you covering this rash of celebrity divorces now?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of good ones, like Jeremy Renner's getting divorced and Chris Rock getting divorced.
Right, and that big-tittied cook, Giada De Laurentiis.
Oh, that's right. You know, I think she's getting divorced from me. I think I forgot to talk about her. So, you know, and damn, she would have been. I can't believe I forgot about her. You know, I go off on tangents and I meant to talk about her. And I go back to whatever. I don't talk about her. But the thing I say, you know what her nickname is, don't you?
No.
She was apparently, and this is just a rumor. I don't know if it's true or not, but what I heard was that she was the blowjob queen of the Food Network.
I've heard that. Yeah.
Wow, that's
and
awesome.
Once Paula Deen left.
And like,
yeah.
That's why she got like prominent placing and shit, because she fucking such a mean dick.
I respect that. There's nothing funnier than watching her show and when they zoom in on her chopping something, and it's really just a big old pair of titties in the background bouncing.
It's awesome. Whatever. You know what? She knew she had those titties and she used them. God bless her.
Right.
Yeah. Put them to work.
Yeah, yeah. On TMZ, it's saying that Chris Rock is saying that he was just tired of being married.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I like. It's like, at least he's being honest. Right?
Right.
He's not trying to come out like this guy. He's like, no. He's like, I'm sick of being married.
We're just in two separate places. I love that one.
But he's like, that's it. I'm sick of being married. She's pissed at me and I'm sick of being married. Let's move on.
Right.
I guess there's some shit going on, though, because I guess she's been preventing him from seeing their daughter, as it says.
Yeah, or something like that. But then, like, whatever. I don't think, like, his prenup ran out. Like, his prenup was only good for X number of years. Like,
oh,
they stayed married for so long.
That's bullshit.
Then it's like it never was. And I think that's the situation. So he's going to end up paying a shit ton of money.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
Although, you know, a lot of these guys say it's worth the money.
What was the name?
You know what, though? He's not going to be hurting. If she ends up taking half of his, like, hundreds of millions of dollars.
It's fine.
Like, plenty. It's like, I don't really have sympathy for him, to be honest.
No, I think that'll probably be the easiest check he'll ever write. Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to be a fucking asshole, but I mean, I think divorce
everything
Chris
Rock out his mind.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. God. I'm looking forward to your show tonight, though. We did get a preview of it, and it is quite it's quite funny.
Hilarious.
It's a good one.
This was a pretty good one this week. This is a good one.
So listen tonight.
I didn't even talk about half the shit I wanted to, so I got plenty of stuff for Friday. Tune in to Friday too, y'all, because I got plenty more to talk about. I didn't even get to everything. I ran out of time.
Well, you can always put out specials.
Right.
You never go long.
Do a special about the rodeo business. I want to hear all about that. shit.
You know what we're going
to
do?
I have the rodeo here. I'm going to do a special from there for Straight Up Real.
Seriously, yeah. We talked about it. If you're interested, I mean, we could talk about it on the air a little bit. But if you're not at a big party or anything, we should do a live show for the Oscars.
Oh, that would be fun.
Oh, that would actually be. Okay, we need to talk about that.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll put a TV on and we'll just sit around and drink.
Can we legally do that?
Well, we won't broadcast it. We're going to comment on it. We'll be the second screen.
Yeah.
We'll be like the old men at the fucking Muppet Show sitting up in the
Exactly. I was thinking Mystery Science Theater, but yeah, it's the old men is more appropriate.
Right.
Far more appropriate.
I love that.
Yeah,
Let's do it.
Well, we'll have our people contact your people.
I want to be Joan Rivers.
Yeah, people could just put it on to play along with the program.
Right.
That's great. That's a good idea.
We could do a red carpet before.
I guarantee you, we would be more entertaining than whoever's going to be hosting that bitch, because the Oscars is insufferable. Like, the only way I would actually sit to it is with y'all talking shit about it the whole time.
That's the only way to do it. I can't tell
it's
you
so
the last
boring.
One. I've seen the whole show.
I don't even sound like an asshole, but let's be honest. It's rich people giving other rich people really big fucking trophies.
On the back.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm supposed to watch it and be regaled with their awesomeness.
It's their job. It's their job, which they're tremendously overpaid for. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Every actor, for what you get paid in those movies, you should get an Oscar.
And then you need more affirmation.
I did my job all year. Where's my fucking statue?
Yeah, the millions of dollars.
Exactly.
The millions of dollars and all the sex you can ask for.
Hey, Leonardo DiCaprio, to catch a hoe. Here's a big trophy for all the hard work you did. Oh yeah, sure, there are guys fracking in Idaho, but fuck them, fuck those cunts.
All the supermodels you've had to fuck this year.
Oh God,
here's a trophy for you.
And then he has the fucking nerve to get on stage and thank people who made it possible. Hey, fuck you.
I find it absurd too. It cracks my ass up.
It's a night of space aliens and all these rich people. They don't even have to talk. They don't even they can't walk down the red carpet without looking peculiar, right? I mean, they sound insane.
And half of them look like they don't even want to be there. It's like, why am I supposed to like regale you with all these accolades that you're asking me for when you don't even look like you want to fucking be there because you're too fucking good
to
have to go out somewhere on a fucking 5 o'clock on a Sunday evening.
Oh my God, when I see these little fucking 20-somethings.
Wave to the camera and act like you appreciate something.
Hey, when Avril Lavigne looked put off to talk to Joan Rivers, I was like, fuck her. Fuck that chick. Her life is amazing. It's amazing. It's a privilege. You get to walk down the red carpet, talk to Joan Rivers, put a smile on your fucking shitty face.
Exactly. And that bitch is an icon. You're some fucking little pop chick who have one song that was worth listening to in the early 90s. So suck my dick. Joan Rivers will fucking beat your ass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's maddening.
There you go. Maybe a taste of if we can work it out, of what you're going to hear on Oscar night, ladies and gentlemen. Here on the network live. Well, thanks for calling, Brent. We look forward to the show tonight, 7 p.m.
That's right.
And then rerunning on the sevens throughout the holidays. And you know what? Tomorrow, but during your pre-celebrations,
yes,
flip on the rerun of The Hick and laugh your ass off.
My dad loves the show. He laughs his ass off.
Oh, good. I love your dad.
Loves it.
So thanks, Brent. Don't forget to follow Brent on the Twitter at Brent Paris. One word, two R's in Paris. Because it's fancier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah, that makes that shit fancy.
And we appreciate you calling. Right. We'll look forward to the show.
And
tonight,
if you're driving today, please don't get upset. It's raining. It's a tough day to drive in L.A. Don't get in that
blackout
rage. Okay? Drive slower, for God's sakes.
Drive like Ryan Pfeiffer. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, man. Take care.
All right. Y'all be good. I'll talk at you soon.
Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Brent Paris.
Yeah, Brent Paris.
Check his show out.
Hollywood Hick. Very funny comic. And the host of the Hollywood Hick here on the network.
Don't you want to just kind of drop a little microphone in his car?
Oh, when he's driving, you mean?
We need a cam of his face. We can hear audio and video.
He's got, he should just do a separate show.
From his car.
Commuting with Brent.
Right.
And just turn on his recorder while he's driving.
Oh, yeah.
And he can opine away, but then, you know, every once in a while he's going to interject.
Don't people, it is true, though. I do agree with him. People in Los Angeles drive like shit. And it's such an entitled way of driving.
It's horrible.
No one uses turn signals because I can't be bothered. I'm just making a term. Just deal with it.
What is dangling?
Dangling. Is just dangling your hand out the window.
You dangle your hand, and that means that absolves you of whatever.
Yeah. Whatever shitty way you want to drive, just put up a little sorry wave.
Rick said, Brent said, it absolves you of any untoward bullshit you're about to do.
Right. They could have got me killed. Oh, I'm sorry. Fuck off, dude.
We're going to take a couple minute break. I know we're running late here, but, you know, what the hell? I just feel like taking a break now.
Shit, look at the time.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes here. D.B. Rouse, Breakfast in the Bible Belt.
Great song.
And then we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Take a brief break. Run to...
A respite!
Whatever you need. We'll be back in 3 or 4.
It's time for breakfast. Bible Belt, and you can hear it from the church bells. You can see it on the face of the poor as they get kicked out of the door. It's time for breakfast in the Bible Belt. The preacher at the curb is promising hell, and there is nothing more he wants for creation than the last of revelation. If the Bible's right, there will
Hey everyone, this Sparkle season you can join our struggle to entertain and inform here at the Crab Diving Network by buying all the crap you're going to buy for people at Amazon. If you click on the Amazon banner on the Crab Diving website or go through the link at crabdiving.com/Amazon, we get a little commission at no extra cost to you. Spread some seasonal joy as you help spread the crabs. Go to crabdiving.com, click the Amazon banner, and shop your asses off.
When animals get pissed.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, here on a Tuesday.
Liquid you.
December liquid you.
Tuesday.
December the 30th.
The day of our Lord.
In the year of our Lord, 2014.
We are here for the next, you know, 25, 30 minutes or so. Live, if you're listening to us live, it's 3:25 p.m. on the Pacific Type Coast. It's rainy as fuck here in Los Angeles. We need the water desperately. I saw an article, you know, we've had some rain here, which is awesome, but yeah. That people are like, well, I guess, you know, it's rained for 2 days, so we're cool, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we don't...
And there was another...
We get all our water from, you know, somewhere else anyway, so yeah, why do we care?
There's an article that said we're still, you know, we could still use maybe a trillion gallons or so to try to catch up from the shitty drought that we're having here. That's all.
How many?
A trillion.
A shitload.
Yeah, a shitload.
Right.
So it is raining right now in Los Angeles. A little chilly for us here.
You should have pulled your car out of the garage.
Everyone, yeah, washed my car for free. Everyone bundled up here like Kenny from South Park.
It's 50 degrees.
It's 50 degrees here, although I myself am wearing 2 layers.
That's fucking chilly. What do you want?
I have like long underwear on. I mean,
do you really?
I have a pair of sweats on.
Yes.
But underneath the sweats, I have a pair of pajamas on.
You know,
so I do have 2 layers on because it's cold as fuck.
My grandmother told me that on the farm when they would get in the carriage on the way to school, they would heat a potato up in the stove.
Fuck off. That's my grandmother's story.
Oh, is it really? My grandmother told me the story, too, in Alabama.
I think that's a...
Everybody tells that story?
I think when you get your grandma card.
Yeah,
my grandmother used to say they would walk to school in Ireland.
Oh shit!
In the cold, and that their mother would bake them a potato, and that they would carry the potato in the morning to school,
and then that's their lunch.
It was warmer. I think I was bullshitted, but there you go.
Listen. Does it get cold in Ireland?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like this.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
Like rainy, shitty. When I was in Dublin, it was fucking ass cold like that. It was like
fucking 30 ass cold.
It was like 35 degrees and wet, yeah, and windy, you know, just that biting, evil, horrible, yeah, really kind of cold. Having said that, I love Dublin.
Awesome city.
Oh, I love Dublin.
Yeah,
love Dublin. Great vibe, great city, great people.
My mom used to send me to school with she'd heat up a bag of microwave popcorn.
Did she?
Yeah.
There you go.
You had to stay warm.
Yeah, I got a Twinkie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Something like that.
Warm up this Twinkie.
Actually, I used to get, my mom used to always like get pizza sometimes. And
do
she
what?
Well, she would wrap the pizza. She figured out that if she wrapped the pizza in foil, that at school, like an hour before lunch, or a half hour before lunch, I could take the pizza and go put it on top of the radiator.
Oh, that's smart.
And I'd have hot fucking pizza by the time it was lunchtime.
So that's brilliant.
There you go.
Huh. Life hacks.
Life hacks.
At crab diving.
At my Catholic school back on the south side of Chicago.
Right. I mean, other kids are like, you know, that's a good trick with the pizza. I do this other thing. I wait till Father O'Reilly's good, drunk, and asleep before I try to go past his office. That way he doesn't rape me.
Get some Jesus juice in you. No pun intended. So I've got a story here for you all. This is actually interesting news. A former senator.
Yes.
You know, we have a show here that runs Saturdays at 4 p.m.
Oh, yeah. The Cantilinguists.
You may know.
Every Saturday, a new episode about pot, weed, medical marijuana of Twitter. Hashtag.
MMOT, right? Is that
yes,
what it is? The medical marijuana. Hashtag MMOT.
Right.
Now I'm trying to find the goddamn story. But he is a Get to it in a moment. It's about marijuana.
Some old retired senator.
It's a retired senator.
Bob Byrd.
Here we go. Former Senator Mike Gravel, or Gravel.
Oh, I remember him.
Has been appointed to the head of a company called Kush.
I love it.
U-S-H.
Was Mike a Republican or a Democrat?
Which produces...
Gravel?
It produces marijuana products for recreational...
Awesome.
And
this isn't like the Walmartification of weed, though. I'm not hearing about it because I don't.
You're worried about.
I am worried about that big time. Hey, listen, I'm one of these people. Like the way it is now, it's perfect.
He was a Democratic senator.
Oh, okay,
from Alaska.
Oh,
he will be in charge of marketing marijuana products.
If anybody needs weed, it's those people,
including a cannabis lozenge that they sell called Cubby with a K.
Okay, see, now this is going to suck. This is the Walmartification of marijuana. This is going to ruin a good thing.
The Nevada-based corporation, Kush, is a subsidiary of something called Cannabis Sativa. Apparently they have a corporation named after...
The McDonald's weed, the shitty marijuana. Get ready.
You think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This guy's 84.
Holy shit.
Served as Democratic Senator of Alaska from 69 to 81. Ran for president in 2008. He was a vocal critic of the Vietnam War. He was a vocal critic of the war on drugs, the ridiculous, moronic, stupid bullshit.
Good for him.
Typically punitive right-wing assholery.
Right. How about all those kids?
Failed process.
All those people in jail. Those kids.
Well, they did succeed in putting brown people in jail, which is some people's ultimate goal. they said the Senator Gravel stood up to Nixon, stood up to the Pentagon. Now he's standing up to those in power who would keep the healthful benefits of cannabis from those who need them, says Steve Cubby, chairman of the board of Cannabis Sativa Corporation.
This is going to be a big, evil corporation. It's going to turn the marijuana business into...
Get this. Cannabis Sativa, that corporation, is run by former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson.
God, these guys are all potheads.
Which is producing several natural pot products. Well, but I think that's a good sign.
Because is it good?
If the politicians are now getting into it, that means there's money. And if there's money, legalization is on the way.
Yeah, even in places like Alabama and Florida, you're going to see it.
If there's rich old white guys who have the ability to make cash off of it now, it's going to be fast-tracked.
Yeah, but you know, it's weird, though, man, because don't people know by now that, there's money in drugs? I mean, do we really have to be sold? Do we really have to sell people that there's money in the weed business?
Well, but up till now, it's been money for legal drugs.
Okay.
It's, you know, I get to invest in Pfizer.
But people are seeing how you're making shitloads of money in, like, Colorado.
And we cram kids full of Ritalin. And we cram moms full of Effexor.
Yes.
You know, and we cram angry guys.
What does dad get?
Into Viagra.
Oh, dad gets Viagra.
And Effexor. Jeez. And
mom's happier all of a sudden, but dad's got a walking around boner 24/7. Right. How's that help?
But the Effexor makes mom not want to have sex.
Right.
So she's happier, but has no sex.
Yeah, yeah. Poor mom.
So that's what's going on there. I don't know why I kind of got sidetracked.
No. Mike Gravel, you know?
Mike Gravel.
I guess that's good. I'm just worried about
the corporatization of weed.
Yeah, because what we have in California is just perfect. I know it's a double standard, the whole medical thing, whatever. But it does make it nice. I mean, when I walk into a place, they ask you what you want, and someone who's fairly knowledgeable, some hot chick tells you what to buy.
Generally, frequently it is. Yeah.
Where do they find? I got a serious question. Where do they find all these girls to work in these fucking dispensaries? I mean, really?
I don't know. You think it's in Craigslist or something?
I mean, because it's like, I go, everyone you go in, there's like a hippie chick.
Right.
There's got to be, how do they keep finding hippie chicks to man these weed dispensaries?
I think there's a lot of hippie chicks out there. Yeah, I think
there's in California.
A never ending. amount. And in California here, they came out to become actresses.
Right, right. Yeah.
So that's, you know, what I did. You're getting the nines and tens of, oh, yeah, of every town in America.
That's true.
Heading out to Los Angeles.
Yeah, I want a sativa.
Mom, I'm going to be a star.
Hey,
now you're slinging a Blue Dream to.
Now you're like, what kind of high are you looking for?
Are you looking for more of a body or a head high?
No. I'm looking probably for the cheapest thing you have because it's medical marijuana and it's all good. It is all good. For those of you in Florida smoking that shit, skanky weed, where you take a hit and it feels like there's pubes in your teeth.
It's all good.
What we have here is amazing. The worst shit is better than your best shit. And no offense, I'm so sorry, but goddamn,
this is a this is just a funny headline. Masturbating Philadelphia burglar identified as horse jockey.
Oh wow, he's got a lot going on.
Cold-hearted criminal, it says.
Yeah.
Somehow the guy got shot. The Pennsylvania burglar who masturbated in front of a woman on her apartment porch before getting shot by another resident has been identified as Angel Suarez Madero, 21, who is a jockey. He remains in critical condition after the shooting that ended a bizarre crime spree on Sunday.
Yeah. What else was involved in that spree?
Sunday night, he masturbated in front of a woman at a second floor apartment in a Philadelphia suburb.
God, is this recent?
He then ran off with her dog.
Uh-oh.
Then he tried to break into another apartment in the same complex.
He's masturbating outside, and it's like fucking December in Philadelphia.
Allegedly, he attacked two people in that apartment.
How's he able to do that?
When one of them stood their ground.
Uh-oh. Whoa.
He's a Puerto Rican native. He's undergone surgery, is now in an induced coma.
Uh-oh.
He will face burglary and assault charges once and if he recovers.
Oh, jeez. Shit. I mean, is he a famous jockey? Is he good? Because if he is, this is a sad ending, you know, if you ever do his biopic.
A former agent said the kid lives and breathes horses.
And jacking off on porches.
He's one of the greatest, nicest, most well-spoken and clean-cut kids you'll ever meet in your life. I don't think I'd ever heard him cuss. I'm floored by this. I can't believe it. I've been around the racetrack a long time. So I'm willing to think that maybe there's a substance or
again,
two involved, do you think?
Right. He doesn't use colorful metaphors. Okay, we understand that. But do you understand that he's standing on porches?
Jerking off in front
right.
of people.
In the winter. What a weird guy. I mean, he is an athlete. He's a jockey.
He's suggesting.
You know, his body is a specimen.
Wait till June or July.
Well, no, he can handle the weather. He's trained. Out. He's conditioned. He's a professional athlete.
His cock
jockey.
Won't freeze.
Right.
It has special antifreeze going through his veins.
I don't know. He's trained.
Yeah. He's trained himself to not freeze.
What happens when he comes out of the coma? I mean, who's going to be there? Like his family? To say what? Hey, Mom. What's happening?
Hey. Congratulations.
Is everything okay?
You're under arrest for burglary and jizz on the screen.
A lot to talk about.
We're still trying to clean it off the screen.
That's got to be funny in the waiting room if you have family out there. They're wondering when he's going to wake up. Like, what do you talk about? Like, people coming from out of town to visit this sick guy in his deathbed. Oh, and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear about what happened. Oh, yeah. Shit. You read the one in the Daily Mail?
Right. Yeah.
Good picture of him there. What are they calling him? I don't know. What would you call him? What would his call sign be?
The horse jizperer or something. Yeah.
It's very strange, though. The jacking jockey, that's obvious.
The jerking jockey. Yeah.
Good for him.
I've got a story here. We played clips yesterday of Fox. This one of the ninnies on Fox who was speculating about the plane that went down that, you know, maybe things are a little messed up because of that metric.
That is the stupidest thing. And listen, they're a news organization. If I said something like
how dare you? They are not a news organization.
They're an entertainment organization. Yeah. And if I said something like that, I wouldn't feel bad because this is a crab diving show.
We're now going to bring in a former FAA insider saying that the different way other countries train their pilots may be the real reason Air Asia flight has gone missing. Joining us now on the phone is former FAA official Scott Brenner. Scott, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
Let's talk about the differences. I mean, even when we think about temperature, it's Fahrenheit or Celsius. It's kilometers or miles. You know, everything about their training could be similar but different, right?
Everything about their training could be similar but different, right?
The thing about this is she thought about it. She's like, oh, my God, this guy's coming on today, and I have the best question for him. No one wrote it for me. I'm doing my own question.
I hope. What if that was in the prompter? Maybe they're just trying to fuck her.
Was there a producer give her that line? The producer fucking hates this person. Oh, yeah, yeah. She hates a metric system. She'll love this.
Right.
She really, I mean, it's not like it's a follow-up question. This is what she starts out the interview with. Bam, metric system. Yeah.
So, and then the guy goes on to be like, well, he does the what you're taught in improv. You just go with it.
Yes, and.
Yes, and.
He's trying to be nice, though. He's trying not to be an asshole. Because really what he'd say, no, I don't even understand what your point is. It doesn't make any fucking sense. I would never say that. I went to college, serious college.
Well, now, apparently, they're really on the going down deep into the bench on Fox News for the holidays. Because I'm sure all the headliners, all the big Christian ninnies take the holidays off.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, the B team is on a lot of your TV news these days. This one is some guy named Clayton Morris. I don't know who he is. Fox News host.
Morris.
On Fox and Friends.
Hell yeah.
Today. Tuesday,
the day of our Lord,
are warning everybody, and I'm suggesting that now that their war on Christmas, their fake war on Christmas is over. I mean, they've got, you know, 360-ish more days now before they can revive that one. Well, now they've got to ramp up the outrage, and now they're worried that President Barack Hussein Obama, Muslim from Kenya.
Quit reminding them.
Is now going to ban something that America loves and deserves and wants.
What?
Everyone prepare for the tyranny of the giant evil black schlong of Barack Obama, who is going to ban donut sprinkles.
What?
According to Fox News, they brought out a plate of donuts with sprinkles on them.
Good God.
And they said,
so dumb.
They're quoting, get this, Fox News is quoting a Breitbart article.
That's stupid. I mean, that's just fucking ridiculous.
That's,
why don't they quote Farside?
Yeah, Stevie Wonder saying, oh, I got some painting technique from Ray Charles. Breitbart was asserting that the FDA is now moving, the Food and Drug Administration.
Oh, I know who they are.
To ban cake and donut sprinkles.
From what?
According to the Breitbart report.
Ban it from what?
Although the amount of trans fats Americans consumed has declined significantly in recent years.
Oh, that's good.
The FDA's quest to completely eliminate a particular type of trans fat threatens to eliminate the noble sprinkle.
No.
Used to decorate holiday treats and donuts.
Oh, shit.
Even a small amount of joy is suspect in the FDA's brave new food monitored world.
That's all I want, small amount of joy.
This is Breitbart.
So dramatic.
Even a small amount of joy is suspect.
God damn, this sounds like a screenplay.
FDA's brave new food monitored.
What are they saying? You shouldn't put so many sprinkles on your fucking donuts?
Meanwhile,
dying.
Let's shed a little bit of truth on it. The FDA took steps in 2013 to phase out certain artificial trans fats.
Boring.
The manufacturers responded by doing something, I don't know, reformulating their foods to remove these amounts of trans fats.
Fuck you. Do not reformate my bear claw, fucker.
And one of, in fact, I know this word is alien, to those on the right or to those who read Breitbart or watch Fox News.
Watch it, hippie.
But there's this word, fact.
Oh, yeah. I hate that word.
That one of the largest sprinkle producers.
I'm a sprinkle producer.
The Paulaner Corporation has already removed trans fats from its line of sprinkles.
So there's no trans fats in the sprinkles.
And is now using a non-hydrogenated palm oil. But nonetheless, Fox Ninny Clayton Morris was waving around a plate of donuts with sprinkles on them, warned people, quote, say goodbye to your favorite sprinkled donut.
Fuck you, dude. I mean, it's just, they're not even reading the news anymore.
They're getting rid of donuts like these, he explained while he was waving around a pile of donuts. Doesn't the FDA have more important things to do than regulate sprinkles?
I don't know. I've never been to the FDA. Maybe this is important. And this isn't even accurate.
What it's saying to people is, you're just not responsible, right? If you can't eat one of these every other day, you know you're going to have some other health issues if you're eating donuts. That's the main, if it's the main problem. You know, he's just going to say that the government is taking responsibility for people. But it's not. The trans fats in general don't need to be there. They're artificial. They're horrific. They're nasty for us as human beings.
You don't even notice that they're gone, correct?
It's right. Right.
You don't even know.
Paulaner Corporation has already removed them. Their sprinkles are trans fat free.
What do we do about the sprinkles? Are we hoarding them because one day there'll be a day with no sprinkles? Should we start buying the existing sprinkles that are on the shelf of the grocery store?
But here's the real, there's going to be a run on sprinkles.
Yeah, Obama's taking them away.
Head down to Ralph's, everyone. And grab
just
those
like your guns.
Sprinkles.
Go get an AK-47 and a shitload of sprinkles.
If they're willing to ban those small decisions, here we go.
Slippery slope.
You know, what kind of respect will they give citizens in the large decisions in lives about where to work or where to live? Or some of the things that really matter. So, first it's your sprinkles, man.
Right.
Then it's a uniform, and we're all going to be in tiny little flats like bees.
Democrats are scary, Democratic leader. The next thing you know, you're going to have to watch a ridiculous ultrasound before you get an abortion.
Oh, right. Oh, wait a second. Shh.
Ooh.
That's different, Brian.
Okay. Yeah. That's not like sprinkles.
Right. He went on to say, well, they're probably also going to ban crackers, frozen pizza, popcorn, coffee creamers, and canned frosting. These are all things that have had high amounts of trans fats in them, of which most of them have transitioned away.
They are banning fucking freedom, you shit hippie.
Then listen to this. If you're making some cookies once a year with your kids on the holidays, that will be banned.
They are turning your kids gay. They're turning them into sprinkles.
So there you go on Fox.
God, if you're watching that show, it's just like, what are you watching? Captain Kangaroo, you get better news.
They have to dig so deeply to scare the fucking moronitude
Breitbart
that watches their goddamn show.
They are going to fucking Breitbart.
That they say, well, what are the fat fucks in the middle of the country going to get all riled up about? We've got them riled up about brown people and Jesus and guns. Oh, I know. Let's say that the big black guy's coming for their fat foods.
Yay.
Coming for their sprinkles.
Perfect.
He's going to close Chick-fil-A.
You really should close Chick-fil-A, though. That's fucking asshole homophobes.
You said it's really good, though.
Oh, God. It's so good. It is so good. But do not go there. Don't go there. Why are you going to give somebody money? Are you going to give a corporation money that gives money to candidates that are homophobic and horrendous? Their chicken sandwich tastes so good. I can't go without it. Sure you can. Go somewhere else.
Right. Speaking of Fox.
There's plenty of fucking options if you're an American.
There's a great story over at MediaMatters.org. It's one of they specifically call out TV mainly.
Oh, yes.
Mainstream media on their bullshititude. And interestingly enough, it's usually Fox. Well, now they've come out with And this is from even last February, but they're bringing it back. I'm sure they're going to be able to update this. But this is 10 of the most ludicrous Fox News guests.
Oh, and this is awesome.
I'm not going to list all 10, but just these are just examples of the people that fucking Fox puts on. This is allegedly a news organization.
How many Duck Dynasty cast members?
He's not even on here.
What?
But that, again, that's a perfect example of who is terrifying that they put on fucking Fox News.
So they're worse than Phil Robertson on that list.
There is WND... columnist.
Yes.
Eric Rush, who has appeared numerous times on Fox News, attacking President Obama. He thinks one of his big things is that he thinks that Obama orchestrated Benghazi.
Oh, right. He
wrote in a column
like Wag the Dog or something
that the Muslim Brotherhood may have been orchestrated. He said that the Obama administration would do something to on purpose, something about unresolved Trinity United murders.
Trinity.
Which is some bizarre conspiracy theory that Obama murdered members of Obama's old church in order to cover up the president's hidden homosexuality.
And this guy was on Fox.
On Fox News. On primetime Fox.
That doesn't make that Sparkle story seem so fucking crazy. I mean, that's nuts.
And these fuckers over at Fox, I mean, they're giving these people equal time as if their opinions are equally valid, and they're not.
It's like they're not even trying.
It's the extreme of the extreme that they bring on and parade, and that's not what normal humans believe, but then they get them to.
That's like waking up one morning and be like, oh my God, there's my crazy fucking uncle on Fox. He's a pundit.
There was a guy on Hannity who had at one time called Judge a crooked, slimy Jew.
Well, let's book that guy. He'll make a great guest.
There's Bill Cunningham, who hosts a radio show, who says that Obama wants to gas Jews. What's her face? That idiot Victoria Jackson was on repeatedly.
You got to stop with that.
And she's talked about how Obama is the Antichrist.
He's the Antichrist.
I mean, literally, as listed in Revelations.
Obama's in the Bible.
Revelation?
Revelations. It's an S.
I don't fucking know.
Revelations.
Whatever that book of that goat herder's book.
Right.
That Victoria Jackson apparently claims is.
That's her favorite chapter. Revelations, right?
She says that Obama bears traits that resemble the Antichrist.
What traits?
She was on Fox News.
Don't you want to ask her, like, specifically what? Because you know she has an answer. She can tell you why Obama is the Antichrist. If you're crazy enough to run around and be like, Obama's the Antichrist. If you ask her why, she'll give you an ear.
Oh, they do. They do. So, yeah, go to MediaMatters.org. We'll maybe put a list of it up on Facebook.com/crabdiving. And you can see 10 of the most ludicrous Fox News guests. And that's only up until February of this past year. So
I mean,
they're
in abundance.
Like you said, let's not forget of our friend Phil Robertson.
Oh, yeah.
Who was on talking about ISIS. Goddamn fucking. Was it Hannity or was it? I think it was Hannity.
I think it was Hannity. Hannity loves Phil Robertson.
Asked Phil Robertson about what he thought about ISIS, and Phil Robertson said, "Well, the solution is basically we got to tell them they either convert or die."
Wait a second, Phil.
Right. How different is that from what the fucking ISIS is saying?
Oh my God. It's so sad because there's so many enlightened fucking smart minds in this country. We don't even listen to them. Breaks my heart, that suicide note from that person that killed himself.
I can't even. Yeah.
Some of the things in that note are fairly enlightened. And it's just sad that.
Right.
That kid's dead. That's bullshit.
Quickly, before we leave here, we've got a few minutes left. I wanted to play this clip that I've had sitting in the can for a while since before the holiday. Sparkle Season.
Sparkles.
this is one of these Christianist lunatics.
Ooh, perfect.
He's got you know, one of these radio shows.
And, oh, what a loser.
And a fucking a YouTube channel.
Eat a dick, dude.
Go to YouTube.com, crab diving. Yeah. True News, we've talked about him before. TRU News. He's a big, got his tongue up the ass of Putin, loves him and stuff.
Ooh,
like
yummy.
That. But he's an end timeser. End times are coming.
Nine?
Okay, you just got to listen to this. Here's Rick Wiles on what's destroying America, ladies and gentlemen. Take a guess.
So how was America seduced? How did we fall so far, so fast after World War II? What started with Hugh Hefner's Playboy pornography in the 1950s, which grew into a cancer that is now a multi-billion-dollar pornography industry. Second, the nation's morality was attacked by rebellious rock music. Third, it was attacked by drug abuse. Then, it was attacked by abortion. Fifth, it was attacked by feminism. Sixth, it was attacked by political correctness. Seven, it was attacked by homosexuality. And eight, it was attacked by socialism. As 2014 comes to a close, this nation is teetering on collapse, and there is no guarantee it will even exist in its present form a decade from now.
There you go.
God damn.
Rick Wiles warning everybody.
We're attacked by feminism.
About what's going to happen. It's 3:55 p.m. I don't know if I have time for this.
Look out for the evil feminist robots.
We're going to continue the Rick Wiles.
Oh, is there more?
Oh, yeah.
He's a nutball.
There's a looming nuclear holocaust coming.
No, I disagree with you. I imagine it's a nuclear holocaust.
Worst case scenario is the submarines come up on the West Coast and the East Coast, and they just obliterate us while we sleep at night. That's worst case scenario. And friends, I'm telling you right now, it's a real possibility. It's a real possibility that could happen any day. We are on the edge of World War III. And you know Come what? On. This time, the United States of America does not have divine protection.
Okay.
This anyway. Time, God's not going to help us. Why?
He hasn't said, oh, let me get the homos.
Oh, my God.
Because men are touching each other's starfish.
Wouldn't be so bad. You're sitting in bed asleep. All of a sudden, you get, you know, vaporized by a... Like a nuke, you're not going to know the fucking difference.
Right.
Yeah, what an asshole.
Yeah, it's being a little downwind that would be less pleasant.
God, this really is the asshole show today.
It really is the asshole show. Well, it's usually the asshole show.
Good God.
A couple of assholes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast, live. You can also listen to us as a podcast. Go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher for all that. Don't forget, we're on the Twitter, at Crab Diving.
Yay.
We're on Facebook, we're on Google+, we're on Instagram, we're on Pinterest, we're all over the fucking place. Share the crabs. Tumblr.
We are teetering on the edge of a nuclear disaster.
Love the crabs, share the crabs, etc. Ryan Pfeiffer, find out where he's going to be doing his comedial type funny stuff at Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so fucking vile.
Don't forget to listen to the great shows here on the network tonight, a brand new Hollywood Hicks, 7 p.m. Everything else is available 24/7 streaming for you or at crabdiving.com. Or iTunes or Stitcher. Thanks for listening to us back tomorrow.
9!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.